In the grim early morning light, Henri Seymour, the man also known as the Watcher, used his fist to hammer on the door of the motel room where he'd left Raphael several nights before. They'd come back to Marseille so that Seymour could make an appearance at his cover job, and had left another of his men to watch Avril at her grandfather's home in Saint-Rémy. He sighed. He was tired of his job at the library, even if his national reputation as an expert on Nostradamus did work well to bait anyone interested in the prophet. When there was no answer, Seymour again pounded on the door.
"I'm sleeping," complained Raphael.
A stiff wind blew up the collar of Seymour's jacket.
"Not any longer. Open up."
There was a sound like bare feet shuffling across tile. A bleary-eyed Raphael swung the door open before lumbering back to the bed where he collapsed.
"What on earth is so important?"
Seymour shoved an espresso into the short man's hand.
"Drink. We have work to do."
Raphael tried a sip.
"What work?"
Seymour sat down in the desk chair with his latte.
"Avril made a prediction last night that came true."
Raphael raised his thin eyebrows.
"Now you have my attention."
"I thought that might do it."
"She predicted that China would invade the Protoss Islands, and news of the invasion broke 2 hours later. I've been on and off the phone with our boss all night. He said there's no way the girl should have known that was coming."
Raphael took another sip of the espresso.
"That's impressive. We were right. She either has a gift or is in possession of the old prophet's formula."
"I agree,"
Seymour smiled, feeling like a kid about to unwrap a birthday present.
"That's why we are going to kidnap her this afternoon."
Raphael's eyes lit with excitement, and he sat up straight.
"At last! Following her around got boring weeks ago."
Seymour ran his hand over his bald head.
"Huh, you think you're ready for action? I've been on this trail for decades. This is the best lead I've had since before you were born."
Raphael's eyes narrowed in what Seymour took as skepticism, but it was the truth. He was getting older, and at one time he just wanted to get the money from this job and retire before the Grim Reaper came calling. With 5 million Swiss francs, he could escape to a balmy Greek island and a fine villa. He'd long fantasized about meeting a widow who knew how to make spanakopita, his favorite. But now that the game was afoot, Seymour was thinking bigger picture. He wanted modern-day kings and queens to bow to his knowledge. He wished to hold the world in the palm of his hand as Nostradamus once had. Women and riches would flock to him. Raphael put his empty paper cup on the table next to the bed and squared his shoulders.
"We taking the green van?"
"Yes, but we need equipment."
"Okay,"
Raphael stood.
"I need a quick shower."
Seymour popped a cigarette from its case and lit it with his gold lighter.
"That's fine. But don't linger. Our orders are to move heaven and earth to kidnap the girl and learn how she predicted the invasion."